starting at 5 this afternoon, those who want to ask FERC officials questions or make comments about the draft environmental impact statement for the proposed natural gas pipeline can do just that at the Sheraton Hotel in Roanoke. But it's not your typical public hearing, says Diana Christopoulos with the Roanoke Valley Cool Cities Coalition.
Where you go behind a closed door or behind closed curtains with a FERC representative and a stenographer so that no one else can hear what you say.
Beginning at 4, people can pick up information sheets and get advice on how to make their 3 minutes with FERC count. Christopoulos, also representing the local Appalachian Trail Club, says there is plenty for property owners to be concerned about with the right-of-ways needed for the pipeline, if it is approved.
Their water supply is threatened. Their property values would go down. Impacts on just the views. The abuse of the federal eminent domain power by seizing private property.
At 4:30, those opposed to the Mountain Valley Pipeline project are holding their own news conference with guest speakers. It's open to the public. Gene Morano, WFIR News.